This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1606. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, March 1st, Afghanistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Eritrea, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Korea, Kuwait, Mexico, Myanmar, Nicaragua, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Russia, St. Helena, Serbia, Sikkim, South Sudan, Syria, Tatarstan, Tunisia, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Brock Whaley in Afghanistan has been monitoring 7200. As we mentioned last week, the external service from RTA in Kabul had been missing lately. However, he was hearing again on February 26th. English starts at 15:30, but they put it on the air a bit earlier. He tuned in at 15:25 when they were already running in Pashto. It was not parallel to medium wave 1107. After some dead air English at 15:30, this is the national radio of Afghanistan, an anthem, news in English, but there wasn't much about the Quran burning incident, which is odd since it has been a huge story. Good carrier strength, but very low audio, he says, and covered by splatter from 7205 at times, as the modulation was so low. In Finland, Mano Ritola was also able to pick up the 7200 broadcast on the next day, February 27th. As you may recall, a DRM test has been running via the Armenian transmitter site every Saturday from 18 to 21 UT, centered on 7590. However, on February 25th at 1844, Giovanni Lorenzi in Italy reported to BCL News that the signal was missing when KBC programming should have been running. Chris Greenway has been visiting Baku, Azerbaijan, and reports that Armenia is operating on 4810 more extensively in the local evening than shown in the handbook. In Baku, Chris Greenway also finds that Iran's 500 kilowatt transmission on 702 kilohertz from just across the Caspian is being jammed by Azerbaijan. That's discussed in more detail in the new DX System Digest 12-09. After many months, the Amazon service from Brasilia has reactivated on 6180, first reported in the Hadrus Kutas group by Droval 503, February 27th at 2130 UT. They've continued on their other transmitter, 11780, which we can hear better, but 6180 serves closer in areas of Brazil, and then reported by many others in the group, such as Luis Shaini Neto, February 28th at 1000 UT with the morning newscast, and by Jorge Freitas in Bahia, February 29th at the same hour, after a report 1 hour earlier from Lenildo da Silva in Paraíba. It seems the previous transmitter broke down quite some time ago, but with the expiration of the contract to carry Radio Senado from the same site on 5990, that makes that transmitter available, and I assume that's what they've now put on 6180. The alternate frequency, which has been used previously, is 6185, but we're hoping they'll stay on 6180 and avoid interfering with Mexico, which is much closer to us, but with much less power and suffered heavy interference from Brazil when it was on the same frequency. Probably 6180 will be signing on sometime between 0730 and 0800, like 11780, and perhaps signing off around 0300. Last week we mentioned Radio Aparecida in Brazil reactivating a frequency, and now they're even being relayed by another station, both of them Catholic by no coincidence. It's Radio Nove de Julho, which varies around 9819 to 9820, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, February 26th, around 0800 UT, mentioning the Regi Aparecida de Radio, as well as their own ID, Radio Nove de Julho. Also reported from Italy by Giampiero Bernardini, February 26th at 0350, relaying the Aparecida program, Com a Mãe Aparecida. And Tudor Vidiano in Romania had been wondering why he was hearing Aparecida mentioned on 9th of July. Listeners in the Pacific Northeast might want to keep an ear on 900 kHz, where CKMO in Victoria, B.C., will be on the air for the last time, March 4th. The DXers, including Walt Salmaniv, also in Victoria, been trying to arrange something special, perhaps a DX test, but it does not seem likely. The engineer was not even sure exactly what time on that day they would turn off the transmitter forever. It's on an island offshore and rather difficult to get to do anything out of the ordinary. Cuban pulse jamming can be heard on many VOA and Radio Marti frequencies far beyond the hours when they're used by the target stations, such as 7365 around 0630 UT. It's just like the neighborhood feral cat who keeps pissing on our front door to mark his territory. Victor Gunatilica in Sri Lanka tells us that Armed Forces Diego Garcia on 1485 kHz has reactivated. He hasn't heard it for about 2 years, but it was heard the 18th of February at 1310 UT with NPR programming. Of course, it's also on shortwave 4319. He's wondering how to contact them by email. And I wonder, is the medium wave always parallel to the shortwave with the feed from Los Angeles, or do they have any local programming whatsoever? Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea insists on broadcasting in the 40-meter ham band. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard both Program 1 and Program 2, signing on at the same time, February 26th at 0255, and monitored for the next 20 minutes. Program 1 was 20 hertz below 7205, and Program 2 on 7175. However, the frequencies do jump around, especially if there is Ethiopian jamming. Radio France International can't wait another month to make some mid-season frequency changes before A12 begins. The date was February 26th. For example, 21580 was activated for the Persian broadcast at 1430, we were hearing, and the Hausa broadcast at 0600 on 7220 is no longer there. Quite a number of transmissions have replaced the lowest frequency with one on a higher band for this interim period. The full schedule was in the WRTH update and also in DX Listening Digest with two asterisks for the new frequencies, already starting rather than in March. Although it's about medium wave, and the shortwave sites group Jan Oosterveen in the Netherlands reports that the medium wave transmitter site at Mainfleng in Germany on 1539 kHz will be demolished or sold. He was involved in a project to get some new programming on that 700 kilowatt transmitter, but the deal fell through, and Media Broadcast said the decision has been made that the site will be sold, or, if that's not possible, demolished in the near future. It seems that the maritime station of Greece, Olympia Radio, had been missing for a while. I wonder if it was because of the troubles, but now they're being heard again, reported by Carlos Morato in Sinos, Portugal, to the Rádio Escudas group. And he has a clip of it on 8743 kHz at 19 UT, February 24th, running their marker, which is in Greek and English, according to another listener, Thiago P. Machado. Things are getting so bad in Hungary now that there is discussion of reviving the Hungarian service of Radio Free Europe. See an article about that in the Washington Post of February 26th. Or via kimandrewelliott.com. After a while, slightly below 9525, the Voice of Indonesia made another switch back to slightly below 9526, as heard February 27th at 1348. And still on the air after 1500, making an obvious heterodyne with China which stays on 9525 exactly. During the past year, we've heard a great deal from Japan about the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster. Nevertheless, Radio Japan has a special lineup of programs on the first anniversary, March 6th to 11th, pointed out to us by Partha Sarathi Goswami in Darjeeling. A reminder that there were reports that Kazakhstan would close down its shortwave relay transmitters as of March 1st. I suggest you check out some previously scheduled broadcasts. However, some of them already appear to be missing before then. Walt Samaniv in British Columbia says he tried for the Voice of Orthodoxy in Russian, which is transmitted back to Russia from Kazakhstan, or has been, on 7515. He tuned in at 1555 UT and was hearing a strong carrier, but there were no test tones and never any audio until it left the air at 1630. That was on February 28th, when they should have had one more day to go. There have been disruptions in jamming and in the intentional broadcasts from North Korea quite a bit lately. Martin Williams in Tokyo says most of the jamming has been silent for a couple of days as of February 24th, VOK missing from some broadcasts and cutting others short. Electricity supply problems are the likely cause. And he refers us to his blog, which has a link to a report from Reuters that Pyongyang was facing its worst electricity shortages in years, quoting a foreign diplomat based in the city. Martin's blog, with lots of other interesting info about North Korea, is www.northkoreatech.org. Ron Howard in California and I have been hearing one of the many clandestine broadcasts into North Korea, Shokaze or Sea Breeze, without jamming on 6135, 1330 to 1430 UT. Ron Howard says there was strong North Korean jamming on February 28th, a Tuesday, when they were in Chinese, although North Korean jamming was missing from other usual frequencies, 3912, 6015, 6230, and 6600. Alan Rowe in England says, I have not heard Kuwait's English broadcast much this season, but it was coming in quite strong on February 27th. With a mix of Middle Eastern and Western music, and a feature on martial arts at 19 UT on 15540. English runs from 18 until 21. I checked at 20 UT and was still inaudible here. Last week we reported that Radio Rossi from Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky suddenly changed frequency from 6075 to 6010. Over here, of course, it's blocked by Cuba until 0700, but after that it can be heard with a heterodyne from Colombia, where it's bad news for that station. But how about Mexico? Radio Mil, also on 6010. I've not heard it at all. And Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla confirms, as of February 24th, it's off the air for the moment. But when it's back, it's going to have a lot of interference. Ron Howard has succeeded in receiving some nice, friendly replies from stations in Asia, such as Malaysia, and now from Myanmar. He says, in all the decades of my listening to Myanmar, I never QSL'd them, so this is highly prized. It was a response from Ms. Tike Tike. Both her names are spelled H-T-I-K-E. And she calls herself one of our members from Myanmar Radio. This was for his report on 5985.85. And she says, I really appreciate your letter, and I will send you our QSL and program schedule. Unfortunately, this still leaves unsolved the mystery of the transmitter site on the new frequencies, such as 7110. Richard Allen, near us in Oklahoma, had an NID on 720 kHz, February 22nd, from 10:37 until fading under another station at 11:49. He sent his log of the program details, and part of it sounded like Latin. That led me to suggest it could be Radio Católica in Managua, Nicaragua, which is listed with 25 kilowatts on that frequency, signing on at 1000 UT. He monitored further and concluded it was indeed YNRC, heard again February 24th at 1111 until 1200, fade out coinciding with sunrise in Managua. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1606. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.org, especially if you go to the archive of DX Listening Digests. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert Gulley, AK3Q, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. We were surprised, shocked, and saddened by the news of the sudden death of one of our DX friends nearby in Oklahoma, Kirk Allen of Ponca City. The news came via Robert Ross of the ODXA, both of whom were deeply involved in the ultralight radio craze, picking up stations with little bitty radios on medium wave. And Kirk had been submitting a lot of excellent Mexican medium wave catches to us lately, and we hadn't heard from him for a couple of weeks. It seems he died on February 19th in Ponca City. No further details about what happened. He was 55, and the memorial service was already on February 25th. Jimber Gaviria in Colombia sends on a story from the Daily Times of Pakistan that Radio Pakistan has launched a new service for the U.S. Unfortunately, it's not on shortwave, but on the telephone. And a toll number from the Houston area, 832-280-0683. Call that from your landline or a mobile phone in order to hear programming from Radio Pakistan. We were wondering if the mysterious CW marker, often heard from the Russian army, just as Radio Russia is signing off from PET CAM at 13 UT, would go with it to the new frequency. Would it be on 6009, 1 kHz below the new 6010? Well, not yet, or maybe not at all. On February 23rd, I was still hearing it on 6074. And so did Ron Howard on the 24th. The call sign is 2MTL, Mike Tango Lima. We haven't heard all winter. This time, the other call sign, 8GAL. St. Helena Island in the South Atlantic remains one of the most isolated places in the world, where 4,000 people live. And they only have very limited, expensive, and slow internet access. But now there's a move to get them a broadband connection as a transoceanic cable is being laid. But the initial plans were to bypass St. Helena. Now there is a way to prompt a change in the routing of this cable. You can read all about it at this website, www.connectsthelena.org. Thanks to Robert Kipp via Tibor Silagi and Dario Monferini. Ika Biervert in Germany notes a frequency change for International Radio Serbia from their low-power transmitter near Belgrade itself. 9635 has moved to 9640, including the Arabic broadcast at 1540. As heard February 25th. Also reported by Mike Barraclough in England, February 26th. Carrier already on the air at 1340. Interval signal in English at 1400. Strong signal, he says, but modulation slightly low and utility interference from SSB just below. Wolfgang Büschel was listening at 16 UT February 27th when they were going from Arabic to Russian with a brief break, probably changing the antenna direction, and measured it on exactly 9639.994. Just about every week, there's a report of some All India radio station being off frequency. This time, it's Gangtok Sikkim, 4835, actually on 4837.1 variable, February 29th at 1339, says Ron Howard in California. It seemed to have a slight drift. 425 DX News via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, reports that the ITU has finally assigned a call sign prefix block for the world's newest country, South Sudan. It is Z8A to Z8Z. Those at too close a skip distance from Monticello may have a chance of hearing Syria's only active shortwave frequency, 9330. Steve Wood in Massachusetts was hearing Radio Damascus in Arabic using lower sideband since WBCQ is upper at 2130 UT on February 25th. This was during their English broadcast. Also reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania on the same date at the same time. Weak to fair modulation, he says, including some local music. He was also hearing it starting at 2103 until 2204, a weak threshold signal at first, but improving with weak to fair modulation by the half hour and into Spanish at 2201. He also could hear the earlier broadcast at 1906 in French until that went off at 1934 abruptly, all mixing with WBCQ. I tried for this February 28th at 2155 since WBCQ modulation was in a pause, but couldn't hear any trace of Syria. Ron Howard in California reports Tatarstan Wave via the Samara, Russia site on 15105. February 27th, he just missed their sign-on at 0410, but enjoyed the rest of the hour until sign-off at 0500, entirely of songs and ballads. Very enjoyable music, he says. We continue to hear Tunisia, always in Arabic, on its new frequency 17735. It starts at 1600. But during the first hour, it's mixing with NHK via France, which was already using the frequency. Tunisia in the clear after 17 UT. DX Mix News Bulgaria, also known as Ivo Ivanov, has put together the new schedule. 16 to 2110 on 17735, parallel to 12005. And an overlapping transmission at 1700 to 2110 on 7225, which, however, collides with the Radio Liberty in Turkmen for the first hour, and also on 7345 from 2000 until 2110. The new frequency, 17735, also explains the mixing product we've been hearing on 10510. Wolfgang Büschel has figured it out. 17735 minus 7225 equals 10510. February 29th wasn't really the exact 80th birthday of BBC World Service, originally the Empire Service, but it was celebrated as such since that was officially their last day in the old Bush House, BBSH, H-O-V-S-E, as Kim Elliott reminds us it's spelled. And there was lots of special live programming, as I mentioned last week. If you missed it, you can probably retrieve a lot of it on demand, and there's lots to read about it. We have several links in the new DX Listening Digest. I was quite surprised to hear a robotic feminine voice delivering the propagation info on WWV, February 27th at 2118 on 10 megahertz. However, the next time I checked, February 28th at 1518, it was back to a real human male voice. Another obituary to report this week for a well-known broadcast engineer of years gone by, Stanley Linewall. He was working for VOA and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty at different times as director of engineering and frequency manager, and later on was a frequency consultant for some private stations, WEWN, WYFR, and as Lou Josephs reminds us, way back at WNYW. He also wrote about propagation in 7 books, especially From Spark to Satellite, A History of Radio Communication. Furthermore, he was a frustrated tomato cultivator in urban New York. Thanks also for info about him to David Walcott, the New York Times, the NASB, and Alakesh Gupta. And also Dan Ferguson. Stan Linewall was 85. He died February 21st. You may have noticed that World of Radio was replaced by something else last week on WBCQ, Thursday at 2230 UT on 7490. It seems that no more time is available for us on that frequency, so here's what they've decided to do, according to Larry Will. The new time for World of Radio on WBCQ is UT Saturdays at 0215 on 5110. That's after Alan Weiner Worldwide, and followed by Gene Shepherd at 0245. I expect the times may vary slightly. It's not clear whether this will also replace the time we have been carried on Area 51, 5110, UT Mondays at 0330 alternate weeks. And keep in mind that starting March 11th, this and all our times on U.S. shortwave stations will have to shift 1 UT hour earlier due to the imposition of daylight shifting time. That is 0115 UT Saturdays on 5110. However, you can still get what is often our first shortwave broadcast, Thursdays at 22 UT on WTWW 9479. Unfortunately, last week, our repeat on 5755 was off the air during that time period, 0500 UT Sunday, but we were still running on the WTWW1 webcast. Via Earl Higgins, news from Wayne Heinen of the National Radio Club, who heard about this from John Beck. Remember him from HCJB's DX Party Line. WGN, WSCR, and WBBM Chicago will be off the air from 2 to 5 a.m. Friday morning, March 2nd. This will be a rare opportunity to hear something else on these 50 kilowatt frequencies. However, it might be canceled due to weather or other conflicts. I assume the time is central, that is 08 to 11 UT. And there were some last-minute attempts to arrange some DX tests by other stations on the frequency. Goodbye to classical music from 1660 Kansas City via Artie Bigley. It's being replaced with KMBZ Business Channel as of March 5th. The Propagation Outlook from Boulder issued February 28th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 except for peaks to 10 and 3 March 5th and 6th, 15 and 4 on the 18th. Solar flux 105 until March 11th, then peaking to 115 on the 14th to 18th, and back down to 105 by March 21st. And that concludes World of Radio number 1606. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will hear me again next week.